The Overself's Love. Instead of having to beg some woman or some man for crumbs of affection from their table, he will find a veritable fountain of overflowing love deep within his heart, and therefore ever available to him in the fullest measure. This is the one beloved who can never desert him, the unique soulmate who will forever remain with him, the only twin soul he can seek with the absolute certainty that is truly his own. In very truth, the over-self becomes his beloved companion, bringing an intense satisfaction and profound love, which no external friendship could ever bring. When the outside world does him injustice, or slanders him, or hurts him, or defrauds him, he turns inward, deeper and deeper inward, until he stands in the presence of the over-self. Then he finds absolute serenity, absolute love. The joy that emanates from the over-self has a healing quality. It dissipates anxieties and eradicates stress. Underneath the surface sufferings, which no one escapes, far deeper down than its counterpart, is a vast harmony, an immense love, an incredible peace, and a universal support. You will comprehend that while the over-self thus enfolds you, you can never again feel lonely, never again find the sky turned black because some human love has been denied or been withdrawn from you. Because he has access to this inward source, he may live the loneliest of lives, but it will not be loveless. The joy and warmth of its ever presence will abide with him. Yes, your guardian angel is always present and always the secret witness and recorder of your thoughts and deeds. Whether you go down into the black depths of hell or ascend to the radiant heights of heaven, you do not walk alone. The inner being will rise and reveal himself just as soon as the ego becomes sufficiently humbled, subdued, surrendered. The assurance of this is certain, because we live forever within the love of God.